This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is Michael Whelan. Michael Whelan is a project worker who works on the Sexually Adventurous Men Project. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for having me.
First of all, what is the Sexually Adventurous Men Project?
It's a very exciting project that I'm very fortunate enough to work in for Thorn Harbour Health here in Melbourne. It's sexual health promotion for the men that are into the kinkier side of sex. So I get to liaise with a number of different community groups. They might be into sex on premises venues and outdoor sex and kink and fetish culture and that sort of thing. So it's targeted marketing for that particular group of people.
So it's not a vanilla milkshake?
It is not a vanilla milkshake, no.
Right, okay. I think I need like a bit of an education on this.
Oh, but do you, Ted?
Perhaps now is not the time.
Come down to the Laird one night, we'll have a beer.
Tass is the original vanilla milkshake, trust me.
There's space for all flavours in the community. Yes.
Now, Michael, the reason we've got you in this morning is because there's been a bit of an outbreak of violence at some of Melbourne's beats.
Yes. This sort of has been an ongoing recurrent issue for a couple of years now since I've been in the project. As it happens, during summer, we start, you know, the days get longer, we start enjoying the outdoors, either for recreational activities or for...
Do you really?
More or for more...
A bit of community outreach.
Yeah, so for a bit of community outreach, exactly. men like to go out and enjoy the twilight hours and hook up with each other, and that sort of draws a little bit of attention from other people in the community, and some of that can be negative attitudes. So,
Michael, I didn't think there were any beats left in Melbourne.
Well, you would think that there wouldn't be with the, you know, with all of our clubs and the advent of, you know, Grindr and Scruff and all those hookup apps, and the way that the community has developed since sort of, you know, even the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you would think that they would sort of all just die off, and that is the case for many of them, but some of them are still hot and ready and raring to go.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones that I'm familiar with, well, I mean, in my neighbourhood, I should say, have just been bulldozed. I mean, Sandridge has been turned into a children's playground.
A lot of them have, and that's come from a lot of the places where men would go to find sex were the places that other people didn't want to go to, so they were often derelict and they were often not desirable places to go. So a lot of those have been knocked down to, you know, make civic improvements, which is a great thing. But there are still a lot that occur in places that are, you know, quite well kept or nice outdoor parklands and stuff that people aren't going to bulldoze. So those still exist.
Okay, so for those of us who thought that Melbourne's beats had gone, well, they're apparently still alive and
still
kicking.
Alive and kicking.
And are there new ones? Are they changed
they're
sort of location?
They're popping up all the time. So there are dedicated websites for people that want
really?
To... Yeah, that want to find a specific locale. So you can find either a toilet block, or you might want to go to a park, or you might be into a certain kind of venue that you might be looking for.
Note that look on Tass's face.
But these sites also list bars and clubs and stuff. So
right.
our licensed sex on premises venues are also on there as well. So rather than just turning up and trying your luck in a dark, secluded park at night, you can coordinate with other community members, and you can discuss what's good and what's bad about that location.
So if you're after a seaside breeze, for example, you could actually look up that flavour on the website.
Indeed, you could find sort of a beach location, maybe a nudist beach that you might be.
Or if you wanted sort of like a tradie, sort of rusty, you know, building site type of environment, you could find that too.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend just breaking into a building site. That's going to be very dangerous and you will be trespassing. But yeah, there are locations filtered and sorted, and there's a map and everything that you can find them all around
the place. Okay, now what we really want to talk talk about is this violence.
Yes.
So, first of all, tell us about that. And then secondly, sure, we really need to have a conversation about what men who are attending these sites should or could do to actually protect themselves and protect their own health and well-being.
Yeah, so it's funny. It is a very subculture. It's a very underground culture. There's a lot of communication that happens within community. So like I said, on these websites, and they will let each other know if there's any reports of violence. They'll say, heads up, there was a guy in a suspicious, you know, white ute. He was trying to block the entrance to this particular location, or he was shouting violence, or even worse, getting into groups of people and storming parks late at night to try and, you know, assault gay men using beads to look for sex. So there have been a few incidences of those, and through those websites, they've been able to get in touch with the SAM project at Thorn Harbour, which is our Down and Dirty project. They've been able to get in touch with us and report it through us because they didn't feel comfortable going to the police to report it because there is a lot of misinformation around what is and what is not legal when you're trying to look for sex or looking for someone to hook up with in a public space.
Because there's an interesting discussion, Sam, many years ago, shows my age, when the first police LGBTI liaison officer was established, and there was many meetings and discussions at police headquarters about what constitutes illegal public sex.
Yes, and it's it can be somewhat murky, but there are some semi-clear guidelines around what is and what is not illegal. So to be in a known beat, not illegal. You can walk around a park cruising for guys all night for every night of the week if you would like to. But if you're, you know, and you can then meet the person and take them home, or you can go to a secluded location. If a person has to take what's called unreasonable steps to view you hooking up, then it's not illegal. So if you were in a closed cubicle door, it was locked, and you were going hell for leather behind the behind the cubicle, you would be not in the public view. The person would have to pretty much climb over or crawl under the cubicle to view. So that would be seen as unreasonable steps. Whereas if you were just walking through the park on a park bench and started getting a little bit frisky with the person you had just met, and you were exposing yourself or exposing them to the wider public, and you know, it's a park, then that would be illegal.
Let's go back to the conversation around what individual participants can do to look after themselves.
Yeah, there's lots of different things out there. What I would absolutely recommend doing is finding some of these websites, because the community is so strong and they really do look after each other. So if it's either your first time at a beat, or you've been going for years and you have concerns about a specific location, you can connect with other beat users and figure out what a safe strategy is. Something I always like to recommend is if you're going out cruising, go with a mate. Sounds a bit weird, but some couples like to go together, or a couple of mates will like to go together and sort of share the experience, but also look after each other.
Mm. Or if someone's not with you,
tell someone where you're going.
Tell someone where you're going. Yep. Look, I expect to be back at, you know.
Yep.
If you tell them you're going to be home at midnight, if you don't hear from me, there's a problem. Don't forget to let them know you're back home, of course.
Yeah, don't just come in and flop on the bed and go to bed and they're panicked that you haven't come home yet. But, you know, there's lots of different things you can do. You know, one of those things is reporting anything you do see. So you can contact Thorn Harbour anonymously to report any incidents of violence, and we can then report it to the police for you if you don't want to approach the police. Otherwise, as you mentioned, we've got GLOW LGBTI liaison officers, and they're absolutely fantastic. We don't have one in every single police station around the country yet. That would be great. But there are a number with a number of GLOW officers that are familiar with this particular project, so they're best placed.
What about carrying things like phones or weapons, or what's your advice around some of that?
The thing with phones can be tricky. Don't let it distract you too much. But if, you know, there are a lot of guys that will use either cruising specific apps, or they will use the general dating apps as a way to supplement their cruising behavior. So they'll go, oh, it looks like there's a few people down there, I'll go for a walk around. So they'll then communicate, hey, would you maybe like to come and meet me?
Well, I was
in
thinking
such
of carrying a phone to call, dial 000.
Exactly, and that's the other thing.
Unsafe.
So if you do need to
I got it wrong.
If you do need to exit the situation with relative expediency, you can get to a safe place and then call 000. Or you can call a friend, or if you've got someone nearby. The other thing I would recommend is don't walk around with your headphones in. It can make you look really casual. Like, you know, if you're particularly aware of police in the area and you're wondering maybe if they think, if you think that you're going to be busted for cruising, which you won't be, it can make you look like, oh, no, I'm just listening to music, but it will distract you and you can't, you're not familiar with your surrounds and that sort of thing. So phones, I wouldn't necessarily recommend leave at home, but, you know, things like your wallet and stuff, if you're worried about not just violence, but assaults where theft might be involved, then leaving those things at home is fantastic too.
Now, look, we're nearly out of time, Michael, but if any of our listeners want to learn any more about any of this,
yep.
both in terms of their rights and what's legal and what's not legal, maybe some of these websites, and also how to contact you and your team.
Absolutely.
Should they need to. Can you give us some...
Yeah, absolutely. Some a great place to go is contacting your GLOW LGBTI liaison officer. Just give that a little search on the old interwebs and you'll find one. You can contact...
GLOW stands for?
Well, it used to be Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, and it's now GLOW LGBTI Liaison Officer.
Oh, okay. Right.
And you can also get in touch with Thorn Harbour. Also, if you've experienced violence, you can get in touch with us for some expedited counselling. We can make sure you're well looked after. So giving us a call on 9865-6700 or just looking up thornharbour.org on the old interwebs also. And my project is...
Do that
is
number again.
9865-6700.
There we go.
And Down and Dirty is my project. So downanddirty.org. We've got fetish and kinky information on there, but specific to that group of people as well.
Fantastic.
Now you know what's going to happen.
I can't wait to go and have a look.
Tess is going to do some geographical research and some...
Oh, no, I'm going to go to this Downright and Dirty website.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
I'll send you the link.
Fantastic. Thank you, Michael, and it's great work. And, you know, this is a project in a long line of projects that Thorn Harbour and before that Victorian AIDS Council have run. Really good work, really important work. And working with the Vic Police GLOWs is also really important. As I said, I think back to the time when this started. Makes me feel very old. We've come a long way.
We certainly have.
We've come a long way.
Michael, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
And if there are any other particular gems that you think our listeners need to know about, please be in touch.
Certainly will.
Good on
Cheers.
You.
Thank you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.